Monday, August 3rd, 7:12 a.m. Well, I stayed up late and got up later, so I'm not going to paint today. I got other stuff to do. Got my walk to do. Got my weight training to do. I did the light watering out there today. And there's other stuff I could do out there, but I'm not going to do it. I gotta deal with this, these audio journal things. I gotta start a new page for August. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I started journaling a long time ago, back in 1971, 72, something like that. Anyway, I went to Sacramento City College for a while, and I took some art classes and some other kind of classes too. But the one art class I took from a local artist here in Sacramento, pretty old guy now, Greg Condos. Anyway, he started us on the class on a drawing journal, which was something that I enjoyed, not at the time, but I met my wife at Sacramento City College, and my first wife, and we got married, and everything kind of fell by the wayside. I was going to learn what art was about, so I took all these other art classes and stuff, and like I said, that all fell kind of by the wayside. I had felt a responsibility to her and to us, and I needed to provide, so I had to go to work. I felt I had to go to work, which I did, and which turned out okay. I remember I was thinking back about some of those classes I took at Sacramento City College, and one of the classes I took was an art history class, and an art appreciation class. I can't remember which one that was, Art 101 or something like that. But I remember leaving that class, one of those classes at the time, headed back to my car to go home, and I was thinking to myself, you know, from what I'm understanding about what's been going on with art. If I wanted to be an artist, the one thing I should do is quit taking all those classes, all the art classes and everything, and how to draw and all that sort of stuff, how to do composition. Just quit taking them and just figure it out myself. And anyway, I figured that way I would be making art that's not influenced by the academic life or endeavors that I would be forced to go through if I went through an art degree. So after I got married, I actually had a chance to kind of do that. So I got divorced in 1979. And when you find yourself alone in an apartment, you go, oh, what do I do now? You know, so I picked up art again. I really was just dabbled in it just very minimally from 70, when was that? 73 to 79. But then I picked it up and I kind of jumped into it a little and try to figure stuff out, and I try to make some paintings, and some of them were, I didn't think they were that bad, but I definitely learned a lot right from the get-go of trying to do things myself. But anyway, that's kind of where I went for with my little art endeavor.